world, girls are less protected. As I looked at the culture that girls enter as they come of age, I was struck by what a girl-poisoning culture it was. The more I looked around, the more I listened to today's music, watched television and movies, and looked at sexist advertising, the more convinced I became that we are on the wrong path with our daughters. America today limits girls' development, truncates their wholeness, and leaves many of them traumatized. This program is an attempt to share my thinking with anyone who works for and with girls. It's also for girls. In the 50s, Betty Friedan wrote of The Problem with No Name. She pointed out that many women were miserable but couldn't articulate the source of that misery. Adolescent girls today also face a problem with no name. They know that something is very wrong, but they tend to look for the source within themselves or their families rather than in broader cultural problems. I want to help them see their lives in the context of larger cultural forces. Most Americans share my concerns, and many others are sounding the alarm. I hope this program offers a description of a particular point in girls' lives. With puberty, girls crash into junk culture. One way to think about all the pain and pathology of adolescence is to say that the culture is just too hard for most girls to understand and master at this point.